Yeah.
Okay. I'm recording as well now. Right. I've got to remember what I was going to say now. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast. Where's Fraser Moores? It's episode 84.
Oh, very good.
Hey, I've been thinking about that all week. No Fraser tonight. He is otherwise engaged, and as you've already heard, I am joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
And we have a super special guest star, podcast royalty, Sammy Bloody Pilch Reed.
Ex-podcast royalty. Well, hello.
You don't ever not stop being a royal, do you? Unless you decide to marry an American, apparently.
Guys, topical tonight, isn't he?
So, here we are. How are we all?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm tired, but good.
Cool.
Yeah. Yourself?
Not bad.
Good.
Looking at the outline, wondering where we go next. Do we just do all the... Because we've got a special guest, do we just talk about what's been going on, first of all, which is a bit different to normal?
Yeah, why not?
So
what's been happening with Pilch?
Yeah.
Oh, God dear, not a lot, actually. I don't think I've been doing a huge amount. When's the last time? Must have been January time.
Is it really that long? Crikey.
Oh, right. First thing, Dave.
Well,
I got my motorbike that I ordered in January.
Oh, so it's finally come through now, is it?
Yeah, June the 12th it turned up.
Wow.
Yeah. So 6 months nearly.
What was the delay?
Something to do with COVID. They can't get the chips or something. I don't know.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Then I have heard that the second-hand market is blowing up because of issues with new...
And it was stuck on the boat that got stuck in the Suez Canal.
Has that arrived now, has it?
I believe so. And then there was a safety recall, and Honda decided they weren't going to let any bikes out until they got the part.
Perfect.
And that took another 3 weeks. Turns out it was a rear reflector wasn't reflective enough. Yeah.
Brilliant. How was it? Anyway, you've been out much on it?
Yeah, I've done a couple 100 miles on it. It's really nice, mate. I've done some bits and pieces to it, put some Renfrew bars on it and some nice Acerbis handguards.
Not got any loads of mirrors on it, like some sort of mod.
No, it's not Quadrophenia. I'm debating whether to take the actual two mirrors that are on it off of it because I keep hitting branches with them, so they're probably coming off soon.
Oh, is it not? You don't go on the road on it then?
It's a dual sport bike, so it's a motocross bike with lights basically.
So it's road legal?
Yes. Yeah, you've got to have a license, you've got to have MOT and all that rubbish. Well, it's brand new, so it doesn't need an MOT, but yeah, you've got to have tax insurance, everything else.
Mm. I take it can use the new petrol I keep hearing about on the radio now.
New petrol? What
apparently
new petrol?
There's new petrol E10, yeah. Something. And if you had a motorbike, apparently some of the motorbikes ain't going to work.
I've got an E10 sticker on the petrol tank, so I'm assuming it's okay.
All right, okay.
New bikes. Well, bikes within sold within the last 8-10 years.
Yeah.
Are E10 compliant. It's the same with leaded petrol. Like you can put something in the petrol.
A Red X.
They put something. You can put something in there. If your fuel can't actually use it, you can put something in the new stuff to even it out.
Oh, I can put vegetable oil on the line, apparently. I think it's a diesel, so.
Yeah.
Just because it'll stink like a chip fire. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to try it, to be honest. Someone went at work, one of the cleaners, she's always, she buys, you know, we could do these big 5 litre bottles of vegetable. She buys like boxes and boxes of them. I don't know if she's running a car off them or what, but there you go. Random moment.
Cool. Oh, what about you, Neil? You've been up to?
Well, I've had a bit of a week. As you may know, Dave, I had a few weird things going on with my computer.
Yes. You did put something on there. And to be honest, I looked at it and went, that sounds like your SSD's dying. But
Well, I don't think it's that. I think my Windows was corrupted or something because it was very odd. Just weird things started happening. So I've reinstalled Windows this week, which meant all of my Xbox Game Pass related stuff got deleted, basically. So I was like, oh, great. So I've been doing a lot of downloading.
Full reinstall. You didn't just do a refresh.
I couldn't repair or refresh, reset. Tried the reset. It's like, no, that's not happening. I was like, great. So I guess I'm reinstalling Windows then. So, yeah. There we go. So I ain't got a lot on my hard drives at the moment. Steam and all that sort of stuff, it was easy. Shoved it onto a different hard drive while I did the install and then put it all back where it wanted to go and all that sort of shit. But yeah, Windows games, apps, a lot of them are just weird, hidden on your hard drive, can't see them, and yeah, basically just disappear. So back to square one almost with my PC.
It's always fun that finding out that you've got like 10 hours of work that you've got to.
Yeah, I basically spent all of Thursday doing that. And then I started downloading a couple of games. So Forza Horizon, 80 gig. That took quite a while. So I haven't got no fancy broadband yet. But so that has been weird. I can't remember what all the symptoms I had, all sorts of weird shit going on.
It was like your apps were flashing or something.
It was like a weird, like the first thing was the game I was playing, Plague Tale, just it would load, like I'd go to load it and it would like load to the sort of splash screen and then just close. I was like, okay, that's a bit weird. So tried doing the whole repair files and all that crap. No, it didn't work. And then I'd open my mail program and when I'd click on like a message, it would be like flickering on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. I was like, yeah, that's not right, is it? and then there was other, like, what was it? When I click on the start menu button thing at the bottom left, it would like the little bit where it says like shut down, sleep and all that. The sleep was just like twitching around all over the place. I was like, this looks like I've got a fucking horrible virus or something. So, yeah, that's put a bit of a dent in the last week's worth of gameplay because I've been, before I took the bit the bullet and did the riffle reinstall on Thursday, I was trying loads of shit and investigating all that crap for like about 3 days, getting not very far. So,
and that's why I've got an Xbox.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I was like, how much is a Series X? Are they available yet? Not yet, really. I don't really want to go down the Series S route.
Get one?
You can't get the X. You can get an S pretty easy now, it seems. They're pretty quite readily available, the Series S. But, yeah, I was just like, there's not enough hard drive space on it. And I don't know. If you're going to go for it, I've got 4K TVs in two rooms, so it would go on a 4K TV. I'd probably want to play it at 4K. So it would have to be the Series X for me. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you can't get them. Same as what they come in. Every now and again, a bit like PS5s. PS5s are a nightmare as well, but can't see me getting one of them anytime soon.
Are they still a problem, are they, to get hold of?
Well, they could, like I say, if you have to be following all the Twitter accounts or Discords or whatever to know when they're coming in stock, and then I think you can, I don't know, I haven't even bothered looking at the reseller twats, because I'm just definitely not doing that, but... PS5s come in and every couple of weeks or a week or whatever, but can't be doing that.
Is your store big enough? Do you sell electronics in your...
We got rid of loads of stuff when we had our refit, so we've basically got two mods of DVDs and games all together. So we've got hardly anything now.
That's all we've got.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was always where I used to buy my stuff from Tesco's, like consoles, because it was like, yeah, 10% discount, I'll have that, thank you very much. But that was back in the days when you could buy stuff. So, So you're still working there, I assume?
Yeah, still plodding along. Although not this week, because I'm self-isolating. So, yeah. Which is great fun. I've literally been stuck in my lounge since Monday. So, and I can't go back to work until next Tuesday.
Well, I was thinking about this earlier. So since, I take it you're double jabbed.
Yep.
So from Monday.
No.
You don't have to isolate, do you?
August the 14th, I think that's coming in. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, not at the moment. And everything's, because this was from last weekend, so everything's still on the old system and the old rules anyway. Yeah. 10 days isolation. I've been having a test every morning anyway, just so I know.
What, doing your ones at home job or?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just reminding me I've got to do mine tonight.
Oh, else you can't go back tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't go to,
Well, they're just doing lateral flow tests for the foot. Oh, we're getting the spoilers here. Do you want to go on to tell us what you've been doing, Dave? So we can talk.
Yeah, well, I've been at the F1 at Silverstone yesterday and today, Thursday and Friday. Oh, God, it's hot. It's
a whole weekend.
Please don't moan. It's been pissing down the rain for a month.
Yeah. Is it only a month? It feels like about six.
Even though I've put on factor 50, like six or seven times, I've still got burned today.
Wow.
Very hot. Very good. Yeah, enjoyed it. Loved watching the speedy race cars go around. The track, really good atmosphere. Normally Fridays are quiet.
Yeah.
Or quieter. I think everyone's excited to get out and watch the cars. So it was basically fully full capacity today. You know, all the stadium.
90,000 though, they said today. Which I don't think that's capacity to me. I didn't sound like capacity to me. I don't think.
No, 90, God.
I thought it's bigger than that.
Oh, if that's not full capacity, tomorrow and Sunday are going to be a nightmare because it felt
it's about
like
140,000, I think they can get on race day. Yeah,
wow. Yeah. There's lots of places of green grass I could see that hadn't been sat on when I was watching some today.
So. I suppose that's to come. So I'm taking I was just on my own yesterday and today, but I'm taking my daughter with me Saturday and Sunday. But we just got general admin tickets, so I was in the stands today, but.
Yeah, not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow or Sunday. So
you'll be on Hamilton's Hill or whatever or something.
I'll tell you where I'm going to be tomorrow is
in the beer tent.
I'm going on the motorbike.
Oh, that's a good idea because then you don't have to wait in a massive queue.
Yes, that is quite a handy thing about it. So I kind of like skip through traffic. I'm going to sit at Luffield tomorrow because it's right next to all the shops, the main stage, loads of food, a big Ferris wheel. So I'm sure my daughter's going to get.
Which one's Luffield then? Come on.
Luffield
is that after the new street? I can't remember.
So basically, Hamilton Straight is the start line, right?
Yeah.
Today I was sitting on Village, which is just after the Hamilton Straight, and they go through Abbey Farm and then hit Village and then the loop, which is basically the really slow corner before they go onto the Wellington Straight.
Yeah.
After that it goes to Brooklands and then Luffield onto Woodcote, and then they go back onto the National Pit Straight. So in another slowish sort of area. But
is that a potential overtaking spot? That's the main thing. At the end of Wellington Straight, it's definitely a spot where you can see some cars going past.
Yeah. And then so where you can sit on Luffield, you can see basically them coming off the Wellington straight onto the overtaking bit, because yeah, that's the idea. Hopefully I'll say it's going to be busier, so yeah, it's the prices they charge for food and drink.
Is it like 10 quid for a burger?
Pretty much, yeah.
I bet it don't come out of a tin, though.
They skimp on that, don't they? So yeah, no, it was really good today with the qualifier. Normally it's just practice on a Friday.
Ooh. You get some Formula 2, don't you, usually, or Formula 3 potentially, maybe?
Yeah, Formula 2's. Yeah, Formula 2 is really good, actually. I've never really watched it before. I think I've seen one or two bits on the TV, but you don't really appreciate the sound. They're 3.4 litre engines, and like they proper backfire as they change down the gear. Yeah. So just the fire and the popping. And, you know, when they're really going, they're proper loud.
Yeah.
Louder than the F1s. But the F1 cars, when they're going full beans, it's kind of like the air vibrates. Like, even though I was up in the grandstand, it's like such a weird feeling than going past you at full speed. It's very good, very enjoyable. So
I've never been to Silverstone on a Formula One weekend. Been a few times, but I did a Formula Renault thing with my dad. They had 3.5 litre engines and they were fucking loud. Mm. But I went to, like, it wasn't the World Endurance Championships, but I think it was something. It might have been, actually, it was WEC. So it's like the sports cars where they look like aeroplanes. So, and they're freaking loud as well. And I was stood at, you know where Beckett's is?
Yes.
It's like, I was stood literally like right next to the fence. And I was watching them go through Beckett's and off down Hanger Street, and they were like, they come quite close to you there, and it was just like, it'll come through like loads of them together. It's like fucking loads of them. It's like, that's mental, properly loud and everything. But and they're giving it some there as well.
Yeah, that's a really good place, Beckett's, because it's a really high speed sort of chicane.
Mm.
But they go full tilt through.
Yeah, I've watched from the stands up there. Good. I think that's quite an expensive seats at Beckett's, because you can see loads from that stand when you go there.
Yeah, so it's funny because from the village, I wouldn't have really sort of gone sat at the village before, but you can actually see them come off the Hamilton straights, and you can see, like, again, you can see a lot from there. And I was thinking, on race day, that would be a really interesting place to be, seeing them coming off the Hamilton straight, see who comes out on first, and then going towards the village. That's also a really good overtaking spot on the first lap. So
it's a good job I'm not Fraser, because he would have moved you on by now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're into this, aren't you?
Yeah, I like the motorsport, yeah, Formula One, although I get a little bit down with it. It's just no overtaking, is there? Well, I still like the whole sort of carnival of it.
Yeah, the razzmatazz.
Yeah, but the racing has not been brilliant for a little while. So
I think it's been.
I still put it on if I don't watch it religiously anymore. But I'm paying for it on Sky, so I put it on. If I'm at home, I'll watch it. I won't go out of my way to watch it now. I'm a Ferrari man, so we've had not a lot of luck
better.
In the last 10 years. Getting better. Yeah, if their strategy right for once, and they might be better, but they got a fast car, but they just seem to keep fucking everything up, don't they? But never mind.
Yeah.
We'll be looking forward to it all being electric in a few years' time, aren't we? So.
I think they're going to be, because they've already got Formula E, haven't they? So I think they're going to be trying to develop a new fuel. Well, that was it. The same thing I saw today was they reckon it's hot. They're going to go for the hydrogen route, apparently, for Formula One.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which obviously isn't really
Formula W.
Formula W? No, I haven't. Where's that? Is that on BBC or something?
That's going to be. It's going to be live broadcast on Channel 4.
Channel 4. I think it's on. Is it ITV4? It's on at the moment.
They do get a bit of that,
lot of touring cars and stuff, didn't they, on there? So,
But yeah, that was there today as well.
That's what they need to do. They need to stick it on the same weekends as the F1 to try and get people in and watch it. This can't be long until there's a woman in F1, I don't think.
No.
Well, we had one, didn't we? Didn't Susie Wolf was her? Did she not?
I think she was
just a tester. Just tester.
She was a tester and a reserve, I think, for Williams.
Okay.
When she wasn't Toto Wolff's wife before that. I can't remember her name, what it was before that, but yeah.
She runs a team now, don't she? I can't remember what it is. She runs a team. Like, he runs the Mercedes F1 team. She runs a team and something other else.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember. It's too tired. So, yeah. It's, yeah, that's been my couple of days. Not really been up to much other than that. Just working and being tired from working.
Well, we better talk about the football, because we haven't been on since the football. Well, in fact, we wouldn't have been on anyway since the football.
No. A load of shell shit, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know about that.
Same old, mate. Oh, God. We've got these young lads that are very keen and enthusiastic. Oh, yeah, come on, we're in a final. I said, I've been watching this shit since 1970-odd, and it's the same old story. We're not going to win. We'll fuck it up. And we did.
Yeah.
So negative, wasn't it? It was so negative.
It started really well. I was right up for it in the beginning. I was like, yes, we fucking scored. I don't believe it.
Yeah, and after 2 minutes, he thought, now, what's the worst could happen? Or worse it happened, go to penalty. So let's just keep it at 1-0 for the whole game.
And let them in. So,
No, never mind. It's got World Cup in 500 days, so...
Is it that? Oh, so, I know it was not long, but it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's next winter, isn't it?
Yeah. That's going to be weird, though. Are they playing indoors? In Qatar?
Well, that's all their air conditioning. They're playing at, like, stupid o'clock at night, aren't they?
Are they?
So when it's cold. Well, no, sorry. When it's under 30 degrees.
Relatively cold for the area. Yeah.
And they've got to play it in winter and whatever. So what a stupid fucking
idea. I thought it got really cold in the desert at night. Is it like?
I don't think they're playing in the sand, mate.
I know. Eric Cantona's brother still playing probably beach soccer, isn't he? I don't know. About 100 years old.
So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, won't be long till the next international game when it's super boring again.
Yeah.
Because actually it's not a tournament, so no one really gives a shit. So.
Oh, no, we'll be back in lockdown in a month's time.
So. Yeah, more than likely. But the first day of the football season is looking great. A little catch-up on the fantasy football. Did we run in? I did win.
Mm. Well done.
Yeah, it was a... once it got to the final, it would have been difficult to overhaul any major points, I've got to be honest, from anywhere. Because I just went pretty much 50-50 Italy, England in my team. I think most people did pretty similar. And in the end, there wasn't that many points available, I don't think, in the match the way it went. No clean sheets for anyone. I did have Bonucci who scored for Italy. And also, I do recall saying when someone asked who's going to win, I'm pretty sure I said Italy were going to win. So there we go. Should have put some money on that, shouldn't I? Probably wouldn't have been that
great. What prize do you get for winning this?
Just bragging rights.
Okay.
Which is all that matters, really.
Hmm.
So just an update, fantasy football-wise. A lot of people I know do the Premier League one anyway. So I'm going to set up a league for the fantasy football for the Premier League this coming season, which is what, just under a month away, I guess, or thereabouts. 13th of August is the first game, is it? Friday night?
That's a bit of a commitment, that, though, isn't it? It's not like 3 weeks of football.
No, you can't really take your eye off the ball there. I won't be winning that one. Well, after a month of, like, I'll be doing that a bit and then I'll be get fed up with it and I'll be shit. So there's definitely a definitely a chance to win that league.
I could barely be bothered to update my World Cup. Well,
yeah, it showed. Right. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plum last on that one.
How did the plastic Chelsea fan get on with his?
Oh, did he come third in the end? I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was obviously, you know, enthused from his team's glorious victory in the Champions League.
Yeah,
to actually give a shit about football for more than a week. But yeah, so there we go with that. You got anything else you want to talk about, Pilch? What you been up to?
Yeah, I haven't been up. I've been working and that's it, really. Just pilling about on my bike and doing some bits and pieces. I ain't done nothing interesting. I never do anymore. Getting old, mate.
Too old, isn't it?
I'll be the big 5-0 next year, so I'm really starting to slow down now. I don't think I've even bought anything other than my bike. I don't think I've made any purchases. I look. It's a good job I'm on a games podcast because I looked to see when the last game I actually bought, and it was Call of Duty.
Oof, crikey.
Modern Warfare.
Not even last year's.
No. And oh, you're going to love this. I've currently got one game on my hard drive.
And it's Call of Duty. Yeah. That's the only one you can fit on there, isn't it?
Oh, mate, that's something like 200 fucking gig now. Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. Anyway, so I haven't done much, mate. I've been sitting in the rain, enjoying this British summer. Watched a bit of tennis. That was all right.
I don't really like tennis.
Oh.
Who won the tennis? I don't even know who won.
Oh, Djokovic again, I think.
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but I saw him hitting some balls about. Are you doing TV programmes?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I've been sitting indoors since Monday, and I have watched the whole of Loki.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Which was all right.
Oh, I didn't realise that. Because I knew they're doing episode by episode. I didn't realise they
finished on Wednesday. Right. I sat and watched it all on Tuesday and then realised that there's one more to watch. So I had to wait another day. So I watched all that.
People getting excited about the last one.
My daughter wasn't, because she absolutely loves all this stuff. But apparently what they've done in Loki, no spoilers, but to tie in all the other 400 million films and shit, that they've pretty much fucked up everything. So she is absolutely gutted.
What's his name? Doctor Strange has got some work to do or something, hasn't he? Is it Doctor Strange? What's his name? Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to spoil it for other people. I also watched The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Oh yeah, that's that good
series, wasn't it? Yeah,
that was better, I think. And now I've watched the first season of Agent Carter.
Oh yeah.
Is it actually the bloke from the films?
He's not in it.
Bloke from the films.
The Agent Carter.
Agent Carter is a woman. Is she the woman who was in briefly in one of the Captain America films?
She's America's girlfriend.
Oh, I'm thinking of Coulson. Sorry.
Yeah, that's the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
Yeah. But it all ties in now. So that was quite good. I've seen.
Yeah, there's not much of that.
I've watched the first season. I started watching the second season, but it doesn't seem to be getting. I think I'm losing the interest in it. I mean, she's nice to look at, but I sat and watched 9 hours of her the other day. So. No, that's it then. We better get on with
We're not quite finished yet because I watched a film which I mentioned a few weeks ago. I watched the new Bill and Ted, or newest Bill and Ted. It's not really new.
Oh, dear. And
I thought it was quite funny.
Okay.
Might not be a popular opinion, but I don't know. I thought I was chuckling away. There was a few bit moments that I actually laughed out loud quite a lot. If you liked the originals, which were quite a while ago, let's be honest, I think you probably might enjoy the latest one. It was pretty obvious from the offset for me. I was like, well, I clearly know how this is going, but it didn't like stop it being funny or anything most of the time. So it was quite funny. And that, remember that a few years back, everyone used to think that Keanu Reeves never used to age. Yeah, I'm not sure that's true. He definitely looks a lot older in that film.
I saw a trailer of that and was like, they look like old men now.
Yeah, I don't know if they've overdone it a bit, but to make him like look a lot older than he did, but he definitely looks a lot older than he did. So, yeah, it was good anyway. And I bought a new phone. I'm a little techie thing for everyone to listen to for 5 minutes, if that. Because my old phone, I take it to work on a Sunday at 100% battery, and when I left 9 hours later, it was on like 2% battery. So it was clearly not happy.
And I'm guessing like you weren't just hammering YouTube or...
Well, you know, I did actually work for 7.5 of those 9 hours. So I wasn't really on my phone constantly. I mean, I listened to it on Bluetooth for a little while in the morning, and then I'd watch something at lunchtime for maybe an hour and a half, depending if the Formula One was on. but yeah, it was getting to the point where it was barely lasting for a 9 hour shift at work. So I was like, I can't really be having this. I'm going to need a new phone. So,
what did you get?
I bought myself a Samsung A52, which is not top of the range. And it was, coincidentally, didn't know this at the time, it was Galaxy Week, which means they knocked loads of money off all of their Galaxy products. It's technically a Galaxy phone. So it was 50 quid off. And also, this thing at work, the reward gateway thing, got me another 50 odd quid off. So I got a 300, it was less than 300 quid for a 400 quid phone. So I was quite happy about that. And apparently, if I'm clever, or if I can still find the link, there was an offering 50 quid cash back as well. So I might be able to get another 50 quid back somehow. But I don't know if the link's still up. But you had to do that. You had a month to do it or something, but I don't know. It was only on offer until something of July. But hey, it's got a much better battery. Had a bigger battery anyway. And it nearly lasted 2 whole days last week. I was like, that's pretty good. So yeah, I'm happy with that.
Oh, they do when they're brand spanking though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give it a couple of weeks. It'll be down to its usual.
Once it starts telling me I've got to self-isolate every fucking 2 minutes, yeah. And then yeah, it might drain the battery a bit more. But yeah, pretty happy with it. It's not like top of the range by any means, but I was like, I could spend a load of money, but I don't really need to. All I do is go on Twitter and look at Discord and look at some websites. I don't play games on it. I don't really... It can play games on it, probably, all right, but better than the old one anyway. But my old phone was 5 years old.
I was going to say, can't you chop your old one in for some cash back? But
it's not going to worth anything. It's worth it.
Sometimes they're worth a little bit.
Yeah. I could take it apart and take the gold out of it, supposedly, I guess. Probably get more for that.
You could take it down to your local museum.
the not quite antique phone museum. But, yeah, so... Thank you, Tesco's, for getting me some discount, and thank you for it being Galaxy Week Samsung as well. That was all right, Burns.
Because I got an iPhone 12 on Saturday, and I did the same thing with the benefits. I think I got the cashback thing.
Yeah.
By vouchers. Yeah, I think it was like 12% off at Currys, so I saved about 70 quid.
Yeah, I did that with some Currys. I can't remember what I bought. I bought something from Currys, and it was like, if you buy a voucher from Tesco's, it was like 10% cheaper to buy the voucher or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I'll do that then. But yeah, that's quite handy. That's a few times. It's come out quite good.
Very nice. But
yes, that's about it for the general week bollocks. So we have some questions. Friend of the show, Stuart Cullen, has tweeted in.
Oh, God, here we go.
Yeah. And there was 3 tweets for this. This is a long question. So, here we go. Strap in. With Stadia announcing a new revenue scheme to try and bring in more devs to join, where pro partners will receive $10 for each player that uses their click-to-play, plus any new title that enters Stadia Pro will see 70% of the monthly program revenue back. I'm assuming that's split across everybody. Plus, will offer an 85-15 revenue split for game sales, up to $3 million sales. Will this be a big enough pool of devs to join, or will it be a double-edged blade that will reward the big hitters but punishes the little guys? There's more coming. Do we want to answer that?
It just sounds like we can't be asked to advertise this anymore. We hope to get some publishers to come in and advertise for us. That's my take on that.
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to drag people in, but it's good, I guess, for the devs to get more of the money than they would have done. And the
how much is
who's going to sell $3 million worth of stuff on Stadia though?
Yeah. and you know, what's the percentage? What's the percentage of £0 being spent?
Yeah. Okay. Right. So next part. Right. If this model takes off, do you think others, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, could do business? And could this be the start of a really almost class-based fracture of the industry if it takes on?
No.
I love it when the guests get straight to the point. Isn't this what they're doing anyway? Like Microsoft, particularly, giving the devs a bit more cash from their sales, up to a certain amount.
Well, I don't think they have a. They just do individual deals, don't they? I don't think they have a certain like a percentage. It's whatever.
Well, if you were just to sell a game, it's literally free their store. There's obviously like a cut that whatever it takes.
Yeah, but like Apple have always had like a standard set. This is how much it is. I don't think there's until recently. I don't think there was any negotiations.
Mm.
No. So. I don't know whether...
That's what the whole Epic business is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, because didn't want to pay all that money to Apple. I don't know whether Sony or Microsoft have a set fee, or, again, whether they negotiate with individual companies to just say, oh, look, this is, you know, we'll take 10% of whatever you make or sell. I don't know what companies... Well, like Epic, they'll turn around to Stadia and say, "We're not giving you that. We'll negotiate our own deal. We'll give you 2%." Or so I can't see them. Well, they've come out and give a set fee. This is how much we'll do. I don't think that works because, like I say, every company expects a little different amount. Just if it's an across the board, oh, we're going to give you 10% or whatever. I don't think it works anyway, does it?
I don't really know how they... I mean, I know there was a big thing going on, was it a couple of weeks back, one of the indie developers was given, without naming names, they said, let's call it Platform X, I believe is what he said in his tweet. This is what it's like to get your game on a certain platform. And it was obviously Sony he was talking about. Because they were obviously like, you know, when the PS4 came out, that was the big thing, wasn't it? Like, they were pushing the indies in a big way on the PS4 when it came out. And it was it was towards the end of the PS3, I guess, was when it really started, with, like, Journey and things like that. It was always, like, there's all these little games made by small developers that were getting a big push on their platform. But now, apparently, it's gone a bit the other way. It's now a lot easier to get your games on other platforms than it is to get on a Sony. I'm sure they've all still got... You say that, but it's weird. Like, that they've had some real weird shit games on PlayStation turn up.
Yeah.
So I don't know what sort of process is going on there. But there was all sorts of, like, you have to pay so much to do this and all that crap. But if you're paying to even get on this platform in the first place, you need to be making a load of money back. Hopefully the cut you're getting is pretty good or whatever. When you start actually selling games.
I think it's like, I think, but that is a good and a bad thing. It's a good thing that, like, people have got to put actual investment into putting their game onto the platform. Otherwise, the whole store would literally be shovelware.
Oh, it's like Steam, like, you mean?
Like, Steam, yeah. Like Steam or, I don't know, Android or Apple App Stores. I
think Nintendo Switch apparently is rife with absolute garbage.
Absolutely, yeah, it's you can't find anything that's decent. It's just you have to trawl through, unless you specifically know what you're looking for and you type it in, you can't find anything. It's just trawling through absolute piles and piles of crap. But to be honest, it's getting a little bit like that on the Xbox store.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just look at it and just think, I don't know what I'm looking for here. I don't know. Nothing sort of, they got no criteria, or it doesn't seem to. I mean, they always do, like Nintendo always do, most popular, but then when they do that, or the most downloaded or whatever, but when they do that, you end up with all this free shit that people have downloaded just because it's free. So if you've got a top 10 of the best games, to look for them games, you trawl through like 40 pages of shit just to find them.
That's pretty bad,
few gems. And I think Xbox is getting a little bit like that as well. Nowhere near as bad as what the Wii used to be. That was fucking
the Wii, though, was weird, isn't it? It's like, I didn't.
The thing is, the store wasn't really.
I didn't really download stuff on the Wii.
Disc. No, I never did.
But you definitely went into game and it was just shelves and shelves of absolute shit for the Wii.
That's why I hacked mine and just downloaded the ISO, so I didn't care. I just thought, if you're going to put all this crap, if you're going to charge us for all this shit, I'll just have it for nothing, thank you. But like I said, literally the last game I bought was nearly 2 years ago now. So I'm playing stuff on Game Pass, but I haven't bought, physically paid for a game for 18 months.
Nah. Well, I've missed a key part of this question.
Oh.
Which is going to be weird to just read this last sentence on its own. But ultimately, could it save Stadia?
No.
Could it?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Anyway, as per usual, no. Thanks, Stuart. No. We did well to take your Stadia question and talk about everything else other than Stadia again.
The thing I would just say, there is still a lot. I mean, unless he's trawling through the depths of the internet to find this stuff, there is always something about Stadia every week that they've done something new.
Yes.
So they're still plugging away.
I reckon he works for Stadia on the back, on the side.
He's got shares.
Don't see it in the Scottish Sun, though, do you? So I'm just saying. Just saying. Maybe you can get an interview with Phil Harrison next week.
I was going to say, maybe Stuart's developing a game and he just is like...
I do hear, though, of all of the cloud-based gaming systems, I do hear when it does appear on the internet that Stadia is actually one of the best ways to play these games online.
Oh! Like, I played Game Pass games on my iPhone the other day.
Did you?
Ooh!
And it ran like shit. Bear in mind,
what were you playing?
I can't remember what it was now. Oh, something like a crappy Crossy Road type thing. I know it weren't nothing technical. But I've got my internet.
This is at home, yeah.
Yeah, I was on my Wi-Fi. So, and I did a speed test and my iPhone was getting 490 meg down and 110 up and it ran like shit.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's weird.
And it's an iPhone 12, so it's the latest phone. And it ran like crap.
I see loads of people on the influencer types going on about how xCloud is great, blah, blah, blah. And I start to wonder, because a lot of them are American, whether you're connecting to servers in America or something. Because sometimes I play and like... Because I'm playing on my desktop. I open the Microsoft Edge browser, whatever, the only time I really do, to test this out the other week. And I was like, it doesn't run that great to me. And I'm like, this is wired Ethernet, no ping, like 10 millisecond ping or whatever to my local server and all that crap. But I was a bit like, it's not that great. And I played it on my old phone, and it was absolutely shocking. My new phone is definitely better because it's got, I assume, the Wi-Fi in it is better. And I was I did a test while I was at work when I was not on the 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi at Tesco's, and I was actually playing Hellblade at work going, fucking hell, this actually looks all right. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely not the best way to play. And I was playing that touchscreen as well on Hellblade. So that's definitely not the best way to play a game like that, because when you try and move the view around with your touchscreen, it's just like, nah, that's not great. But it was playable, and it looked pretty good. And I was like, I'm not seeing any artifacting. That was weird, because I was like, oh, shitty work Wi-Fi. I was like, eh. It didn't complain at all about, didn't get the warnings coming up on my phone saying, your connection's not very good or whatever. Mm-hmm. It actually worked, and I was quite impressed with that. But like I say, when I've tried it on my PC, hardwired in, I've not been that impressed. Mm. But it's weird. I don't know. Whether it's just internet just weirdness, traffic,
just
or whatever.
The internet security guys at Tesco don't listen to the podcast. And go, oh, damn. Look,
hey, I'm on the customer Wi-Fi. I'm on the customer Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's open network, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no.
There is a colleague Wi-Fi. I'm like, I ain't fucking going on the colleague Wi-Fi. Yeah. That's going to be shit, isn't it?
They won't give us the password anyway, so we don't ever connect to that.
No, we have a separate one.
Basically, they don't want to sit in a canteen watching fucking YouTube clips. No. Don't let us connect to it.
Oh, I managed to watch Sky Go on the Wi-Fi at work usually, so that's all right.
I've been watching, when I've been at work, I've been watching all the football, so, and that's been fine.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you're watching, even if it's 4K, you still only need about 25 meg. It's just got to be stable.
Mm.
And a lot of people's internet ain't that stable. Mine drops from like 900 down to 300 sometimes. And you think, oh, well, 300 will be fine. But it's the fact that it keeps up and down in is the issue. It doesn't matter what it up and downs to. It's just the fact that it is not stable. You could have 10 million bloody gig internet. If it's not stable, you're always going to get some sort of interference. So
makes sense.
Well, actually, when I was looking at my phones to buy a new one, I had a OnePlus 3 previously, and they had this OnePlus Nord, which is like their sort of cheap version of their, because they've gone a bit premium. OnePlus, their normal phones are like 700 quid or whatever now, £600 to £700.
Because they were the good.
Yeah, cheap, that's why I got my phone, because it was like a £700 phone, but it was only 300 quid.
Yeah.
But now they do like £700 phones, but they've got this like lower range, which is decent, but it's obviously not as good as their premium range. But the Nord has been like, basically what's happening is the Nord 2's out next week, I think, so I couldn't get my Nord. But when I was looking at the OnePlus website, guess what they were giving away with the phone?
Free Stadia.
Stadia Premier. but it was like, I couldn't buy the phone, so I couldn't get it. I was like, ooh. When I saw it, I was like, I should buy that. And then I couldn't buy the phone. So I was like, oh, well, I won't be getting a Stadia after all.
Hey, you'd be able to go in and buy a bag of Haribos, and they'll be giving you a Stadia soon.
Log into our Wi-Fi, and we'll give you a Stadia. So anyway, yes, thank you, Stuart. We did all right there, I think. Okay, Lord has a question for us. He says, I am pre-ordering a Steam Deck, hopefully, because I want to be on one ecosystem, even though I have a Switch. Are you guys thinking about getting one, and why? So, do you know what a Steam Deck is, Pilch?
Not a clue.
Well, it's basically a Nintendo Switch, but it runs Steam.
Yeah, I saw that. What's it? $300? $350?
It was for the cheapest one was $360 with a 64 gig MMC, whatever that is, some sort of like storage device in it. And then you can pay it's 1280x800 screen. More powerful than a Switch, definitely. Yeah. It's a bit bigger than a Switch. No detachable fucking waggle sticks on it. it's got like the two sticks, top left and top right, and then a D-pad, top left, and the four buttons, top right. And then underneath the sticks is like a square touchpad on either side. And underneath, you've got two buttons on either side as well. And then obviously two triggery bits on the top. So control-wise, there's loads of controls. It looks pretty cool. I won't get one. Well, not for a while. Anyway, no one's getting one now because they've sold out. Apparently, there's people selling pre-orders for $2,500.
Wow.
But we did see that Lord has managed to snag a reserve on the 64 gig version. So that was, there was up to, you could get a 256 gig NVMe version and a 512 gig NVMe, and the 512 top of the range, which had an anti-glare screen and some other bits and bobs that they've given away for you, was 500 and something.
So what Lord needs to do is receive it, keep it in a box, and sell it on eBay for like double the price.
Yeah, maybe.
So if you've got a Windows tablet or something, can you not do Steam on that?
I don't know what sort of... I haven't looked at tablets for a long time, but I don't really know. This Steam Deck, it runs Steam OS, so it's not Windows.
Okay.
You can just...
I was just thinking, though, anything... Because you've Mac OS, there's not many bloody games on Mac, but you can put...
You can put Windows on a Mac, can't you?
Yeah. It's a lot of fucking about, though.
Yeah. Well, you can put Windows on this thing, apparently. It's basically a mini PC.
Right.
But you can just uninstall Steam OS and put Windows on there, apparently. I don't know if you... Because then you obviously get all the Game Pass shit. That would be the thing that would potentially tempt me over. But like, actually, that's not a bad thing. Like, to have a little handheld Xbox Game Pass thing, which actually runs decent. Because like, you would actually download... Yeah, but you'd be downloading stuff to the thing rather than actually having to play on the fucking cloud streaming. So... It does look pretty
iOS,
cool.
Not Steam.
Mac
OS has, but it's not on iOS, is it?
I don't know. You're the iBoy.
So. Yeah, but I'm not a Steam person,
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think because they definitely didn't. That was all Game Pass, wasn't it? They didn't want that all on there with the app.
No.
You can probably stream from your PC, I'm assuming, to an iPhone, iPad. Like a Steam Link type app.
Maybe.
Because you can definitely do that on Android. I can't see why they wouldn't let you do that on iPhone. Because you're not subverting their marketplace. But yeah, it does look a cool piece of kit. We have a Switch. It never gets used.
I don't know where mine is.
Mine's behind my TV.
Okay. What, in the dock? I literally don't know where mine is. I haven't played it probably since January, February time.
Yeah, okay, that's what you can do when you're isolating.
You can get your Ring Fit Adventure out.
Yeah.
You can buy that now, apparently. I managed to get one. I think they're a bit... That was out of stock for bloody ages, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah, well done, Lord. I think the last time I saw Steam, it's like you can order them again in the quarter one of 2022. So,
Just about everything else has got some sort of chip in it.
Yeah. Well, I don't suppose they've got too many. It was available in the USA, Canada, UK, I think. Certain maybe countries in Europe, so it wasn't exactly a worldwide launch, but I guess they were all putting it out in markets they knew they might actually sell them. So.
Thing is, I don't actually go out enough to warrant buying a sort of a handheld device that you kind of don't need to be not in your house. But if I'm in my house, I'll just go on my PC.
Yeah, but this will literally you would be able to download games to it. And then it has a micro SD card slot as well, so you could bang games on an SD card. But yeah, you could take.
I suppose I could play on the toilet.
Well, you could.
got a phone for that.
I guess, but you could just take it to work. So you know, we'll go back to times when people go to work.
I work from home.
Yeah, you do now. When you go to, I don't know, your daughter's ballet class or something, and it's not worth going home again, you could play something on your Steam Deck. I don't know.
When you're sitting watching the same procession of cars going around Silverstone,
you could be playing F1 game on your Steam Deck.
Yeah. Or you could be watching the actual race so you know what the fuck's going on.
I suppose if I had, if I bought a Tesla and just drove it around on autopilot, and then you could just
haven't they got a, they've got a thing in built in, you can play games in your Tesla, can't you?
I think it had PlayStation on it, didn't it?
I don't think it's PlayStation, but you think it's got like a fucking something or other in there. I don't know what it runs on, but I think I'm sure you can play control, like connect a controller via Bluetooth to your car and play games on the screen.
Brilliant.
That not recommended while you're driving. So no. I don't think it works while you're driving. To be fair, I fucking hope not. Anyway. Okay, so no one's buying a Steam Deck from here. I don't suppose Fraser's not buying one, let's be honest. He's going to buy an Xbox, if anything.
If I see one at a car boot for like a tenner,
you ain't going to see that for a long time. Okay, so Paul W. has also tweeted in, says, what was the last coin-op arcade video game machine that you paid to play, he says. How long ago was it? And was it a satisfying experience? Who can remember the last time they chucked a pound in an arcade machine?
I can remember. Go on.
I think when I went to Cornwall like a couple of years, 2 years ago, with the family, the little one loves the arcades, and I stuck a quid into, I think it was Terminator 2, gun. Like a two-player gun game.
Was she good at it?
I know, she was shit.
she loved seeing their brains blow out of all the humans, though.
It was a fun two-player experience. It was not just the sort of one where you're standing. It was like had a whole enclosure that you're standing, and then Time Crisis.
Mm. You have to stand on.
You had a pedal. That's the one. Yeah. But like the screen was pretty cool because it was how to describe it? It went like over your head, like from the screen in front, and then it went all the way up. So like you were shooting things above you. It's like really large screen in a sort of curved to above you. It was good. They have some shit in arcades. They're like Flappy Bird and
what's the fucking stupid jump game? Doodle Jump or something was
as an arcade game.
Fucking the gigantic machine to play Doodle Jump on. I was like, what the fuck? You play that on your fucking phone.
I guess
that's the market though, isn't it?
It's to get tokens or tickets. The gamifying playing games to win stuff. Mm. That's what the arcades do now. Do nowadays.
Thing is, I don't know. Pilch, were you going to say you had one?
I can remember what it was. It was 2 years ago because we haven't been out since whenever. But it would have been the Outrun 2 SP.
And that's nothing new then.
With the Ferraris, with a F40 and a Dino.
Were you sitting in it, or was it a stand up?
Yes, sitting in.
Nice.
I only play the sitting in ones. I'm not going to stand up and play an arcade game these days. Sit down, mate.
I was going to say you're getting old, ain't you?
Do you ever? What's your best one you ever played? Do you reckon? Like for an experience, arcade. Not necessarily the game.
I don't know, probably one of the racing games. Oh, I don't know, I used to like Operation Wolf, the shooting one.
That was
you used
good.
To die really quickly in that fucking game, as I recall.
Yeah, well, because he wanted you to put another 10p in, didn't he?
Ridiculously fast, as I recall. It was just like, ah, oh, fuck, I'm dead. Really quick.
Mario Kart Arcade was a flipping good game.
Was it?
Yeah. It was brilliant. Was it Mario World Series or something it was called?
It was when you get a few together, maybe, like, it might be all right, but...
Yeah. I used to play on the fruit machines more than the arcade machines, anyway.
Remember Enduro Racer? Remember that? When you had to lift the fucking bike up
Motor
to do
bike,
jumps.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. Like, those machines still exist, things like that?
No, they do, but there's no new ones. You just go, South End now is just, you know, 90s, 2000s. Yeah. There ain't nothing, apart from all this dancey shit and stuff.
They never fucking work. They're always broken.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think the arcades today is the arcades gone.
Feels like it, doesn't it? I can't remember the last time I actually played one. I think
the
only places I see them is like when we go bowling. And I can't remember the last time I went fucking bowling.
When I was in my 20s, we used to go down to South End every Saturday and just play on the machines all night. But my boy's, Jack's 20. He's never been to an arcade. Not got no interest in it. They've got it all at home now, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. Talk to your mates without even leaving your house.
Yeah. Yep.
And it doesn't cost you. It don't actually even have to spend a penny. You just spend your parents' electric bill.
10p, now it's like £2 for the same fucking game that I was playing 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I honestly, I think the last thing I actually maybe played, and I can't even remember what it was like, was playing that fucking Star Wars thing. The newest Star Wars one where it's like a... You step into it and it's like a globe when you get in, and it's like fucking giant screen. I don't actually remember anything about the game. I was just like, this is really fucking cool. Yeah. But I don't remember anything about the game at all.
what was the flight one? Afterburner. Yeah. They did that in a cockpit. That was pretty good. Chuck you about. That was the first one that like proper moved.
Yeah, that literally would tilt. Like.
Yeah.
I remember playing Thunderblade. I remember queuing at, like, I think it was E3 before, not E3. Fucking, what did we have over here? EGX, wasn't it? We have over here. But it was called EGX. It was something else. And I went when I was a kid, and I queued for fucking ages to have a go on Thunderblade. And that was like the hydraulic fucking helicopter game, like Afterburner, but Sega, but it was like a helicopter. And that was like... You didn't put money in that. They had this button that you just pressed, put in loads of credits. But yeah, that was like arcades is definitely seems like a thing of the past, really, doesn't it?
It's probably more for people that want to buy them nowadays. Although that Outrun game I saw a little while ago, one was like the 4-player double seater, 2 Ferraris. It's about $45,000.
Oof. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's taking a lot of £2 coins to fucking get your money back.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? How long do they got to keep these machines in there to get their money back? I mean, they didn't buy them, probably.
No.
These arcades probably didn't actually buy the machines. They probably only rented them, didn't they? Because after a couple of years, they went on to something else.
Mm.
But even so, they must have had to take some fucking 10p's to get their money back.
We used to have arcade machines in our staff restaurant at Tesco's.
Yeah, I know. Apparently so. I've only been there a couple.
Well, we're going a long way back here.
Yeah, I hear all these stories, mate, about all this stuff that you fucking used to have people come in and cook your food.
Well, that was a bit of a novelty in a supermarket that someone might actually have some food.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Now you're lucky you get a seat, mate. In fact, we're losing our canteen this year because they're fucking building an extension on the side and turning it into... the clothing.
F&F. Excellent. You don't need to eat while you're on your shift. Everyone going part-time, are they? You only work 3 hours at a time. You don't need to have a break.
Oh, that's the thing, mate. That's, most people are on a 7-hour contract now, so they don't get a break anyway. Do it over 2 days, don't get a break.
Brilliant.
Yeah. What a company. Anyway, carry on.
Right, this helps. This one could take some chatting, this next one. So this is from Kev Westerman. Right. Hopefully I won't have to explain this too many times. He says, evening, gents. Hope all is well. He has a game for us to play, which he has called Rent, Buy and Delete, which is a bit like Snog, Marry and Avoid for nerds. So he's given us three groups of three games. And once we've decided from each group, we have to find the last three, we have to fight them out to be when to buy or delete for the last three. So the first group of three is pretty straightforward for me, I think, here. Mass Effect Trilogy, Dragon Age. Dragon Age Trilogy, Titanfall 1 and 2, including Apex Legends. So which one of them are you binning off for eternity? Never, the delete is never gets made, by the way. So we, one of these just gets just consigned to history. Never happened. One? Dragon Age.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Yeah.
So, I at least finished Mass Effect 2, so I must have enjoyed it a fair bit. And Titanfall 1 and 2 are probably two of the best shooters that have been.
So you're buying Titanfall 1 and 2 then?
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, then, I
we've
guess
we've got to decide out of three of them. Well, we've not got to pick one from each.
So one of these is going through to like the final, basically, I guess.
Well, I'd put Titanfall 1 and 2 through, but we've all got to choose, or we've got to decide. Okay,
well, if there might have to be a consensus, I guess, but that's definitely my choice. Okay.
That's how I would have done it. Yeah,
this is going to go quite well so far.
Right. Yep. So we're carrying Titanfall.
So we're taking Titanfall 1 and 2 and Apex Legends 3.
Okay, well, that was easy. I wouldn't lump Apex Legends in there, but okay.
Okay. Right, the second group is Elder Scrolls, Wolfenstein, and Fallout.
Oh. Okay.
So is this a bit harder for you, is it?
Yeah. I only played Skyrim, so I can't say about any of the others, but that was a good game. First two of Wolfenstein, the last Wolfenstein, that Youngblood was absolutely.
Yeah, so it was a bit of garbage, wasn't it?
Might consider dropping it just because of that.
But Wolfenstein, Wolfenstein, the latest ones, New Order, Colossus.
Yeah, they were flipping brilliant. Yeah.
I always say Wolfenstein's like just a rip-off of Doom. Well, they were early versions. I think Wolfenstein's been done better by other games. Whereas
Out of these three,
I think the most.
No one said anything about Fallout yet.
Fallout would be my buy because
that would be your buy. You want to take that free.
All right, we take Fallout because I've played New Vegas and finished. I enjoyed that, so we'll take that through, shall we?
Well, I'm not having to put up a fight here, but the only ones I've actually played through of any sort of description are Wolfenstein games.
They were good.
Started Fallout 3 multiple times and never really got anywhere.
No, nor did I.
Never started Vegas. Haven't started four. Played a bit of 76 just to see what it was like. And that's the one everyone hated when it came out. But apparently it's supposed to be good now. But Elder Scrolls, never played anything other than Skyrim, and I only played that for probably 4 or 5 hours. So I'm a heathen. I will take Wolfenstein for if it was me.
You've talked me into it. I'll probably take Wolfenstein because they work. I'd play them again. I wouldn't play either of the others.
No.
I'd definitely play Wolfenstein's again because they were flipping good.
I remember, like, Wolfenstein, Return to Castle Wolfenstein on my OG Xbox was one of the best games I had on that game, on that machine as well. So a Wolfenstein for me is definitely, it's not just a recent thing. Like, the most recent one was a bit shit, but history-wise.
That was awful.
Like, even way back to the original Wolfenstein, like, I remember fucking gunning down Hitler with his double fucking chain guns, like, in sprite-based, like, 3D. Way back in the 90s, I guess that was, before Doom. For me, it's Wolfenstein. But
so which one of Fallout and Elder Scrolls would you delete then?
Oh, see, I don't know. I'm not really a fantasy guy, so I could bin off Elder Scrolls potentially, but I've only played Skyrim and not a lot of that. But I'm intrigued to play it because everyone rates it so much, but I've never got around to really doing it. I did play it for a while, but I should be like Fallout. It's my thing. Like, I like a bit of sci-fi and stuff, but I don't know.
It's just all too samey, isn't it? That's the trouble with that. I think once you play one Formula, you play them all.
I think it's my the style of game it is for me. It's like, I don't think... Like, Wolfenstein is... all the work's done for me, basically. I don't have to think about which power I'm going to make better and if I'm going to really regret this decision that I'm going to make now for the next 50 hours.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Is you do the wrong faction in Fallout and you're just pretty much stuffed, don't you? I remember going to see Caesar and I think I killed him and that was pretty much the end of my game, really, because everything I wanted to do, I couldn't do anymore because I'd fucked up big time.
I think I'm not really an RPG guy, to be honest.
So you guys would delete Fallout?
What's that, Duke? What's that? He's screaming at you now. All right, which one are we going to carry through? Is it Fallout or is it Wolfenstein?
I don't know. Oh, personally, it's Wolfenstein for me, but...
I was going to say, from what you guys are saying, it sounds like Wolfenstein goes through, you would rent Elder Scrolls, but delete Fallout.
That seems harsh. Yeah, I'll go with that. Seems harsh, yeah. Doesn't it?
That's the whole point of it, mate.
That's horrible. Horrible. Right, well, you're going to love the next group. First one is Destiny 1 and 2. Second one is Valorant. And the third one is PUBG.
Right, I'm going to start. I haven't played Valorant. PUBG, every time I tried to play it, was an absolute pile of shit. I loved Destiny 1, and I think I certainly played it for a good few hundred hours. Destiny 2, not so much. But the other two are... Yeah, it's got to be Destiny, I think.
Destiny's going through for you.
Yeah.
Right, but which one you're binning off? Valorant, because you've never played
it. I haven't played it. No, because if it was a half decent. No, PUBG. I actually bought PUBG, and that it was shit from the minute I bought it.
You barely played it on Xbox, though.
Is it any better on my Series X, do you think?
It should be.
Right, I'm going to install
it. It might actually run. It's not going to take up quite as much hard drive space as
it would be nice if it runs.
Yeah,
I'll give it a plus point if it runs.
You might be able to like watch the map move in like more than one frame per second, like it used to run on my Xbox.
Yeah.
Dave?
I would actually take through Destiny.
Oof, really?
Because it's the only one out of those two that I will play again.
Oh. That's harsh.
Don't get me wrong. I did like PUBG, but like I'm not going to play it again.
It was all up for the Valorant, mate. You were one of. Is that not a thing anymore?
It's still a thing. Not with me. It's just another one game. These games that I'll die like first, and then get annoyed, and just get stressed out of it. I like playing with the guys and everything, but I was just getting too frustrated with it. And I don't play games to get frustrated with them. I try and play games to enjoy myself. I wasn't enjoying myself, so
that's a good way to be. Try and play a game to really have fun.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to say. How can I not put Destiny 1 and 2 through there? I've done.
Have you played them before?
A little bit. Like, I don't know how many. I'm into the thousands of hours of Destiny 1 and 2 put together. So I can't really not put them through, can I, really? But PUBG, I wouldn't be here where I am now if we hadn't had PUBG.
That's true. It's true.
So it's Valorant. Like, I was into it. I was in the beta for Valorant before anyone else was playing it. I don't know, were you in it, Dave, as well? Did we play it together early?
I think, yeah, I played one or two games early, yeah.
Yeah, and I was in for it for a while. Then I was like, no one else wanted to play. So I was like, nah, whatever, I stopped playing it. And then all of a sudden, everyone was into Valorant. And I was a bit like, yeah, I'll play Valorant. So I was into it for a while. But yeah, then I just like, I've had enough of getting fucking annoyed with dying. And like, they're basically just being useless, like. This is like PUBG all over again. It's like the first one dead. Can't do anything. Just watch everyone else play. Mm. It's not as bad as PUBG for that. But so, yeah, yeah, I've
PUBG,
got
a thing. Yeah, you could literally die in the first minute of PUBG and then spend like 45 minutes just watching everyone else. Yeah. So at least Valorant wasn't that bad.
It's only like 2 minutes of watching other people, yeah. But yeah, that was the thing with Valorant is, well, spoilers, I'm not going to talk about it later, so I'll tell you, I played a PUBG earlier today.
Ooh.
The first time in, I don't know how fucking long, because they had a new map come out, didn't they, for PUBG in the last week ago.
Right.
And that was one of the games, like, before, while my PC was being weird, literally kept crashing. It was like, oh, okay. So that was one of the first games I tried playing, because it was already installed, when I sorted my PC out. To see if it wouldn't crash, and it didn't. It was like, okay, I think my PC might be all right now.
Does it still look like a PS1 gamer?
No. No, PUBG looks all right on PC.
Okay.
I didn't even look at the settings, what I had it set to. Well, I don't think it was mega high, but it was a classic PUBG experience for me. Like, as I played the new map, it's like, this looks nice. It's all new. It was playing solos, so I don't like to have randos on my team who I don't know. I don't mind letting my people I know down, but when I'm a bunch of randos and I die within the first 2 minutes, doesn't feel good. But so I played solo, third person perspective, classic PUBG original experience for me. That's how I first started playing a game. So I jumped off the plane, I put my marker down somewhere, went off to my buildings. First thing I picked up was an M249 massive machine gun. I was like, fucking hell, this is all right. I like this. And then next thing I picked up was an M16, I think, and I had loads of ammo. I had all of my gear. And I was like, right, I suppose it's best to like find out where the circle is. Fuck off, run towards the circle.
Someone shot you from 4 miles.
No. I was running in complete silence. No one anywhere. And I kept looking around every now and again. No, can't see no one. Fucking keep running in. Got into the circle. Still all quiet. Hadn't heard a gunshot or anything. Basically carried on like that for the next two circles. And then the next, like, it was about phase 4. So what's like? And then I was like, that's a bit of a run now. I need to get in quite quick. So I was running along. Hear a few gunshots in the distance at this point, and it's like, there's a 4x4, classic UAZ. Getting my UAZ, driving. To the, like, I'm thinking I'll go around the bottom of the circle, near like the south end of the circle. It's on the coast. Hopefully, like, no one come behind me, sort of thing. So I'm driving off in my Jeep. The next thing, it's like, all quiet. You hear a couple of gunshots miles away. And the next thing, it's like someone right next to me fucking shooting at me. I was like, fuck, 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 in all panic mode. Managed to drive past them. I was like, shall I try and run them over? They obviously ran out of ammo, and I just drove past them and carried on going, and they tried to shoot me and missed. So then I parked up where I wanted to, took my first aid kit, took a drink to try and heal up. I was like, right, plan my route in. I was like, I need to run off up this hill. So I ran off up the hill, found a new helmet on the way in. And I was like, yeah, there's only 7 people left. I'm like on the last sort of getting close at the small circle. So I'm like peeking over this hill. I'm like, the last circle stops, and I'm like, there's a big building, a cluster of buildings. I'm like, best try and get to those buildings, ain't I? I saw someone over in the distance, and I took a few shots at them and missed completely. Classic. And then started running towards the complex of buildings and just got killed. I was like, ah, for fuck's sake. But at least I got to 7th. So that's the classic PUBG Neil experience, that is, for me.
But, that's good. It actually sounds like you was half enjoyed that.
Well, it got the heart rate going. That's like the thing about that game. That definitely did. That was one of the first games that really got the old like adrenaline pumping. When you get down to that top 10, you're like, the heart rate goes up, and you're like, yeah. And when if anyone does shoot at you, like it just goes into overdrive, and you're like, shit. But yeah, I didn't see the guy kill me. Classic. So yeah, PUBG is getting deleted forever.
Oh, after all that, okay.
No, I'd have to rent. Like, oh, no, see, I did enjoy Valorant, but I have to rent PUBG, delete Valorant. PUBG was more important to me than Valorant. Although Valorant is free, so. So we have our last round then. There's a bit of a theme here going of these last three. Titanfall 1 and 2, including Apex. Wolfenstein and Destiny 1 and 2.
All first-person shooters.
Exactly.
Well, I'd have to keep Titanfall, I think. I'd probably keep Titanfall. I'd have to delete Destiny and rent Wolfenstein, I think. That would be my order.
I'd say Titanfall, keep, rent Destiny, delete Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
I know what Neil's like. Neil's going to keep Destiny.
Am I though? Or was it just it was bad for my health, so maybe I should get rid of Destiny forever, because then I would have played thousands of hours of something else.
Or learn a skill. Or an instrument.
Happen.
Or got some early nights.
No. I definitely fell asleep playing Destiny a lot of times. Like, woke up in my chair with it says, you've been... whatever, sent to orbit because you've not been and gone up. Shit. What was I doing again? Turn it off. So I don't know how many of my thousands of hours were spent sleeping.
Best night's sleep you've ever had.
Yeah. It's like, are you sure you want to steal? It's like that thing on Netflix. Do you want to carry on watching?
Yeah.
You've done 17 episodes of this. I can't say Destiny. Destiny's got to be my like whatever buy, hasn't it? I've bought it plenty of times over. So, yeah. I'm torn there. With Titanfall, I did enjoy that a lot, but they weren't very long. I'd not played it anywhere near as much Titanfall as I have Wolfenstein over the years. So I'm going to have to bin off Titanfall. Sad. So there we go. Oh. Thanks, Kev. That was good.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll be interested to hear what if you've got, how you felt about that. We have one more thing. From Discord.
Oh.
So, this is going back for a couple of weeks. We're referencing a couple of weeks ago. It says, Mint Safe. Okay, so Super Noodles suck ass. How does Rusta's Burgers compare? Microwave shite or drunken snack of the gods?
Now, over we sell to our, these in our store.
Yeah.
Have you ever bought one?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, a Rustler burger?
I'm sure this is Dave must be the connoisseur of Rustler's burgers.
Yeah, come on. It's like gourmet food to him, mate. It's like,
this is definitely a step up from tins.
I don't know. I may have purchased a few.
You can't eat a Rustler's burger when you go fishing, though, I guess, can you?
You can't microwave. Well, you haven't got a microwave when you go fishing. They're great if you're on the road a lot, or like as you say, just having because like you know you're gonna get home.
Well, you got a microwave on your motorbike, have you?
No, I mean like if you're going somewhere like
You stop at a petrol station.
You stop at a hotel or you know you
hotel, you're over at a restaurant, don't they, with a nice food.
No, the place he goes to just have a big stack of wrestlers sitting there.
And a microwave.
And a microwave.
When I used to go to different offices, you used to have like little kitchenettes with like a kettle and a microwave. Pretty much. And like a vending machine of shit. So I used to like whack one of those rustler burgers in my bag. Oh yeah, that's why you have to quickly exit the building when you've got it and eat it in your car. They're shit, but like,
are they any more shit than a McDonald's?
About the same.
Well, it's fresh.
Is it?
Well, it's fresher than something that's been cooked in a fucking packet for 6 months.
I reckon.
Surely.
I reckon McDonald's is pretty much a rustler's, but.
I had a McDonald's
heated slightly differently.
Yeah, no, are they though? I reckon they just got a special. They've got special ovens in McDonald's that are just basically microwaves. They just fucking like bang for 30 seconds.
Yeah, they're not good, but like sometimes you just need not.
You know what you could have had in your kitchenette, Dave, with a kettle and a microwave. You could have had some super noodles.
Pot noodle. Would have had a pot noodle. I don't know about soup. I'm not a fan of super noodles.
What's the big problem with soup?
If you've got to take it out of a packet and put it into something.
Cup.
Yeah, but just buy the fucking thing and already in the cup.
No, that's not very environmentally friendly, though, is it? How many tortoises and turtles have died from eating being stuck in a pot noodle cup?
You're going to be eating a pot noodle then, didn't you?
I was going to say, they're probably what did you call them? Tootles and turtles?
Turtles and turtles.
Yeah, more of them have died from a rustler, I reckon.
Possibly, especially if they had one or a few beers beforehand.
Now, if you're going to, mate, don't fuck about. There's no point buying a packet of noodles, putting it in something, and then heating it up when you can just pour the water into the cup that's supplied. Sorry, I'm going to have to put my foot down here. That is just nonsense, mate. Super noodles is nonsense. Sorry.
I reckon they were probably around before pot noodles, to be honest.
Hang on a minute.
I'm going to blow your query out of the water here. As you should know, you can now buy pot noodles without a fucking pot.
Well, it's not pot noodles.
It's not called pot noodles, obviously. But it's the same people who make pot noodles have got something that is pot
Fuck
noodles
off.
Without a pot.
I'm going to have to Google this. Who makes a pot noodle?
Golden Wonder? Wonder, or is that my imagination?
Golden Wonder, yeah.
Right, I'm going to have you carry on with the podcast. I'm Googling this shit.
I'm telling you, I can't remember what they're called, but they definitely have. They've got some stupid play on words. They have noodles that don't come in a pot.
Pot noodle sandwich. No, my God.
A pot noodle sandwich? This is gross.
I don't know what I'm getting. I'm not even clicking on that. Right, pot noodle minus the pot. Sans pot.
That's exactly what it's called.
No, hang on. Right, pot noodle sans pot. Pot noodle goes potless.
There we go.
It's in the fucking
sun. Just blowing your mind, isn't it?
Do I want to click on the Sun website? I'm going to lower myself, for fuck's sake. Lost the pot noodle, it's called.
Lost the pot, there we go.
Hell. Oh, okay. That is fucking stupid. Pot noodles go potless for the first time ever.
So basically, they're making super noodles.
Right, pot noodles are now making super noodles. Okay, let's move on. We've confirmed.
You confirmed I'm not mental. Well, I don't know about that.
We don't sell them in Tesco's, do we?
Yes, we do. That's where I saw
them. I
don't
go that far. I work in a dairy.
You work dairy, I'm on a grocery. I don't actually shop in Tesco's.
I don't go up to aisle 10 or 11.
So anyway, that draws to a close everyone's contributions to the show from outside. Thank you very much, everyone who has sent something in. So we better talk about some video games at some point. An hour and a half in. We did mention a few video games, obviously, as part of the questions. But let's talk about what some people have been playing. So who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Go on, then.
I've put, hang on, how many hours? Nearly 40 hours into Mountain Blade 2, Bannerlord, over the last 2 weeks.
And what is that?
It's a medieval style, it's kind of like Chivalry 2, except you have like a grand map and you take on companions and like there's a town management and trading between villages and towns and different towns, and then all the towns, there's like 8 or 9 different kingdoms that have ownership of these different towns and villages and castles. And at the start, you're not affiliated to any of them, but you can fight for one or actually become not a liege to, but aligned to one of the kingdoms, and then you can do like once wars break out, and you can take over different towns and cities all through battles that you can either simulate or actually be a part of. So there's like the town management, and then the fighting itself. The fighting is like Chivalry 2, and it's like, but well, I play it first person. I think you can play it third person, but I play it first person. And there's like loads of different weapons that you can choose from, and all the weapons have stats on. It's basically how I describe it as a more sort of simish version of Chivalry 2. I think Mountain Blade was out first. It's not as complicated. The fighting is not as complicated as Chivalry 2.
Chivalry 2 is all about the fighting, isn't it? There's nothing else.
Chivalry 2 is all about
the fighting.
Chivalry
2. Better be good.
And I think I did like Chivalry 2, but that's all it was. And yeah, that wasn't enough for me to keep me interested. I was getting good at it, but like, I just think the amount of content and the content that was there didn't hold me. Whereas Mountain Blade 2, Bannerlord, because it has a lot more of the sim and more in-depth parts to it, I'm really enjoying playing it. I'm still on my first playthrough. I am currently aligned to a desert tribe that's heavy into horses and horse archers. So the armies are divided into soldiers, which are normally like melee weapon. Then you've got the archers, and then you've got your mounted cavalry and mount archers. But within those four different types of units, there's lots of different weapons like crossbows or longbows or shortbows or javelins. They're ranged, and then you've got like axes, lances. Like, look, just I'm not going to go through them all, but there's loads of different weapon types.
So, what how does it work then? When you're in a fight, you're just one person, are you? Or can you switch between?
So you play as your character, and your character's, you know, you make your character up at the start, and you're in charge of your companions and your units. Your companions are slightly different in that they give stat bonuses. Like they're separate entities, and you can give them control of one of your types of units. So you can have like each type of unit that you've got on a battlefield, you could have controlled by each of your different companions, and you can give them direct orders to, I don't know, charge the enemy or stay defensive. We'll go over here and attack from this direction on the battlefield. The battlefields themselves are kind of like how Total War games are, in that like it's a better battlefield in that it's a set area, and you've got all different types of landscapes on it. Sometimes like there's villages, or sometimes there's woodland, like in different places, or different embankments. And the when you actually go into the battle itself, you don't get like where you all start in sort of opposite ends, but you don't have any sort of build up before the battle. Some enemies will just charge straight at you. Some other armies will, you know, reposition all their different cavalry or archers and stuff like that. So there's quite a lot of strategy to it. For what it is, it's still in early access.
Really?
Although, yeah, it has been. It's been released about 6 or 9 months, and it's still in early access, and they're still developing. There's loads of updates going to it, and slightly changing things. But I haven't seen the roadmap, but I can see it being released quite soon. Because it does
not
feel
janky.
Like,
it's like
it's not janky. There is a little bit of jank in that. Sometimes there's like units get stuck in geometry, or there's like sometimes you can cheese, like when you actually assault a castle or a town, so they've like got walls, and then you can set up a battering ram or set up a catapult, and the enemy can do the same as well. When you're assaulting it, there's a build up to it. Why have I got a notification? I don't know. And so sometimes you can actually cheese the enemies to shoot themselves, because their catapults are kind of like behind some of their areas, so you can sort of walk up, not get hit by their infantry, but their catapults will fire at you and hit their end. Like, there is a few like cheesy things that you can do. But apart from that, you can do that in all games, really. There is a little bit more they can do to it. But I'd be hard pressed to say that they'll actually be releasing it proper soon. It's actually 1.5.7 at the moment.
Is that on Steam, is it? Or is it all?
It's on Steam. Yeah, it's on Steam.
So you can play that on your Steam Deck, is that what you're saying?
You can play it on your Steam Deck if you really wanted to. So Mountain Blade, let's have a look at the eStore page. I think I bought it for £25. It must have been on a sale, because it's £40 now.
Could have gone up.
Access. Could have done. Yeah, it's on 1.5.1 at the moment, but I know there's lots of sort of beta branches of, like, I think they have had an issue with stability, with random crashes for people. But yeah, if it sounds like it's down your alley, go and have a look at the Steam page, because there's quite a few actual videos on there talking about the strategy and action RPG elements.
So it's definitely more action than like that Crusader Kings. Or is it like a bit of a mashup of the two, like Chivalry and Crusader Kings?
Yeah, I think it is it's a good mashup between the two. Oh, there is multiplayer game modes. I haven't played any of those. They do say there's a directional skill-based combat system, which is Chivalry done better, to be honest. But yeah, they're also saying breakthrough battles, experience the brutality of medieval combat in first or third person perspective and hundreds of on screen units, each with their own detailed AI. That is correct. There is lots of different units for different kingdoms. They all work slightly differently. So, you know, some are better at other things. So some are better than archery than others, or better as single sort of soldier units with like double-handed axes that, you know, just like break through your shields and stuff. So you got to sort of try not to get hit by them if you've got a shield. Yeah, it's really good, really good. And I will be playing a lot more of that, to be honest, because I eventually, like, basically you want to take over the whole map. I'm currently allied with the desert tribe, but what I will do at some point is I'll break away from them, create my own kingdom. But I've got to get to a point where I've got enough of my own units so that when I break away, I don't just get set upon by them.
I was going to say, when you break away, are they going to be pissed off and like come after you?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. So the idea is that you have your companions and then you can give them armies to sort of build up the troops. And then once I've got enough companions with enough troops, and my arm is a decent size, like entirely, I'll break away and then either set to take over the tribe, or, you know, look for a different weak kingdom and take on their land, and then sort of build up and basically build up and expand. But yeah, it's good. There's a lot to it. And yeah, so I'll be playing that up some more, and I'll probably have some to talk about next week.
Cool.
Cool.
Is that it for you?
That's it from me. That's the only one I've been playing this week.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a couple. Nothing.
Ooh.
Nothing fairly new, to be honest. Project Cars 2.
Ooh.
I have played. I don't know why. I think I was just looking for something. It is, yes. yeah, I don't know where, because I think it's 3 out now.
Yes, that is.
Right, okay.
3 is definitely different to 2, though. It's more arcadey, okay. I think.
Right. I think I played a little bit of 1 and didn't like it because it was a bit too real. Not Assetto Corsa or Corsa Assetto, whatever it's called, real, but more real than a Dirt game, because I just recently finished the Dirt 5 and I was looking for something else to play. So, and I saw this and I thought, okay, I'll give it a little go. I played it for 9 hours over a couple of days. And basically I did a career and there's 6 career levels that you have to do, sort of like a season. So you sign up for there's like a tree, and the level 1 you can just choose like a little Clio Cup car, or you can do a rallycross. Yeah, karting's on there as well. Yeah, so you choose that, you do 3 races, you win your cup, and then you move on to stage 2, or you can do the other disciplines in level 1. Or you move up the tree, go pick something on stage 2. But once you go to stage 2, you can't go back to stage 1 until you've finished all 6 stages. So you can either sit and piddle about and do every single discipline stage 1, or I just wanted to finish the game sort of thing, do a career. So there's 6 levels. I set most of the races to the shortest amount of laps, because I just wanted to play, you know, get a feel of all the different sorts of cars, different disciplines. There's rally cars, rally cross. You can do single seaters, or you can choose a sports car or a touring car. And then, so I just basically went through each one level career, just did 1 race or a series of 3 races. But I set it for the smallest amount of laps. I didn't bother to do qualifying or practicing. I just wanted to zip through it and just see what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 8 hours, and there were 6 different levels. So all in, there's about 3 or 4 races per level. So probably 25 odd races. I was glad when it was over. It doesn't look as good as Dirt 5 looks.
It's quite a lot older, I think, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't even know if it's 4K. And it just doesn't feel... the car doesn't handle any... It doesn't matter what you're in. Unless you was in a kart, the cars don't really seem to handle any different, feel any different. And you're just sort of going through the motions. And it's the usual thing. You can set it to as easy or as hard as you want. I like to win the race, but I like it to be close. Mm-hmm. So I tend to set it up so that I know I'm going to win. I could probably have one serious off, but still catch up and win the race. And that's how I like to play it. But there was just didn't seem to be any real competition. I know I was playing it on almost the easiest mode, but the cars just seemed to... There wasn't no fight in them. I started at the back of the grid because I weren't qualifying, and I go straight to the front, and then basically, unless I really fucked up and ended up hitting the barriers and took 5 minutes to go back through the gravel and shit to get back on the track, they never caught up.
Mm.
Even if I just adjusted the settings just like 2 or 3% to make them a bit more aggressive, then the fuckers just disappeared, and I was coming 6th or 7th.
It's quite silly.
It looked okay. I think that must be at least 3 or 4 years old. It looked okay, but it's nothing compared to
it. Definitely wasn't made to Series X.
No, and it hasn't got no graphical upgrades from what I could see. Nothing at all.
See, I played a bit of this the other day.
Okay.
On my PC.
How far did you get on it?
Well, I've never really dabbled in the career mode, but I've played against a friend of the show, Sean, in a multiplayer race ages ago. I've not really put much time into Project Cars 2 on my PC. Definitely looks pretty good on PC. So I think because there's a 3, they probably won't go back and do much with 2.
No.
But it definitely has potential to look a lot better than it probably does on Series X. Because it looks pretty fucking good on the PC, I've got to be honest.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they just got to a point where they thought, well, it's not worth doing all the 4K updates for that.
Yeah. But I used to play it on my steering wheel. It's I'll tell you what, it's really good. It was really one of the best games I ever played in VR, which obviously you can't do on Series X. That was awesome on my PC with VR.
I must admit, if I always like to look at the car. I like cut up the car, so I like to see the car. So I always have from like a far view.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to admit, especially on the single seaters, if you sat in the cockpit view with so you could see the surrounds of your helmet, it did look and felt a lot better.
Yeah.
I just don't like playing like that because I like the cars. I like choose the car I want because I like looking
at
the car.
You want to look at the car. Yeah.
And I know that's not really the way to play these sort of games. You've got to be in closer to the ground. You get more of a feeling of speed and whatever and the cars around you. But that's not how I like playing. So if you like that sort of more in-depth thing, really go to town with all like these other things, all the settings, all the suspension, and you can change your camber and your everything. If you're that sort of into it, I think you could really set it up to be a good, real technical.
It's not the most user friendly game either, I've got to be honest. I don't think Project Cars 2.
No.
In terms of like a lot of these more simmy type games are really fucking obtuse in a way of like how you get around the menus and what you want to do. They don't I don't find them. I think the best way to play these games generally is if you're in with a load of other people and you're playing multiplayer, right. of a similar skill level. But yeah, Project Cars 2 was definitely all right. I haven't played it on the Xbox, but I was playing it with a controller the other day because it's one of the ones like, because you're playing it on a console, it's got decent controller controls, it feels all right on a controller.
Yeah,
whereas like Assetto Corsa, that does not feel great as far as I'm concerned on a controller.
No, I tried that and I couldn't even get around.
It's basically impossible.
It's like putting all the settings on a Formula One game to realistic and realizing you can't even get around the first bend.
You're lucky if you can pull away from a stationary.
Yeah.
It's a bit more user-friendly than Assetto Corsa, but it's still like quite simmy and less like gamey. Like, there's no razzmatazz in that game. At all, it's very straight.
And like I said, I just come from Dirt 5, which looks absolutely fucking stunning. Yeah, I might because I like doing the rallycross and stuff. But the rallycross, it was like, I don't know whether you know much about rallycross, but they have lots of flipping rounds. They have like four rounds and then you get to a semi-final going to the final. And they were taking forever, even on like the shortest.
Because you're doing multiple races.
Yeah, because you had to do four races of three, four laps. Then you got into a semi-final. Then you got into a final. And it was but it was just so boring. IndyCar actually was quite good. I like the single seater stuff. Better than the. Yeah. That was quite good. I think it's more. That's the sort of thing they were going for, intending on, because it's a lot more realistic, especially when you go down onto the nose of a car, or into the cockpit. The cars handle more differently than other. Things like I say, if you was in a touring car, it felt exactly the same as doing rallycross. But the single seaters, it felt like a different experience.
Yeah.
And there was quite, I think they had Formula 4.
There's fake Formula 1 or whatever. It's Formula A or something, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. So there's not a lot of car, not a lot of brand manufacturers in it.
I think I was doing a Ferrari the other day. I was driving around in something.
Yeah, they've got like three or four. I was doing one of the touring cars and there's like six or seven different manufacturers in there, but you could only choose from like three. So they haven't got the full set of manufacturers. I probably didn't get the approval for them all, but maybe if three come out on Game Pass, that might be worth looking at, because it'd be more.
I think 3 is a bit more user friendly type of thing. It's a bit more for more a wider market rather than the pure sim.
Yeah, I get the feeling that the Project Cars and that Assetto Corsa were their PC games really, and they plonked them on console just to get some more sales. Whereas something like Dirt or Forza is arcade first, isn't it? And then
Well, Forza's definitely that bridge. I think it's like it's got enough, like the car, you can drive the car from outside and it's fun and all that, and or you can really go like a bit more detailed and make all the cars and all that sort of shit.
I was hoping for another motorsport this year, but we're getting Horizon again, aren't we? I was a bit disappointed because I've played a lot of 3 and I think I played 5, but the last couple, 6 and 7, it just seemed too similar to the rest, so I missed them out. So I was hoping we'd get
7's pretty good, I think. Well, I played quite a lot of 6 because I was in a racing league playing 6.
Right.
So I played a lot of 6. 7's pretty good. 5 was a bit bare bones, I think, because that was the one that came out. Right,
Xbox One. Yeah, that's the last one I played, and I was a bit disappointed with it. So. Yeah, but I do like racing games, but so I've got Forza to look forward to anyway. So that will put me back on me So I don't think there's anything else at the moment that I can tap back into. Although, I did install, because not Game Pass, the other thing, the EA Play.
Oh, yeah.
They've just put Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit. Hot Pursuit?
Remastered one or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's the Hot remastered Pursuit, one. Yeah. The one that was on Xbox 360. So I installed that, but that fucking game is annoying. I remember playing a lot of it on 360, but Jesus Christ, do I fucking crash into things. There's always a fucking car coming on the other side of the road on a bend when you're about to finish a race. And I remembered how annoying it was, so I didn't play much of that. What else did I play? I'm always up to date with the new stuff. I looked and noticed that, because I'm a bit of a Call of Duty man, as some people might know, I realised I'd never played Black Ops 2.
Wow.
I don't know why, because I've got like sort of 800 achievement points on every single COD. Now, here's the interesting thing. So I played Black Ops 2, 360 game. Quick resume. This new fancy Dan thing where you can turn your Xbox off and then you come back and it only works on fucking 360 games.
Is it?
Yeah. I was using Quick Resume on playing Black Ops 2. I do a bit, turn my Xbox off, turn it back on 2 days later, and it was in exactly the same spot I left it.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. So that was a nice little surprise. I don't know how many other games. I'm assuming they haven't done anything to.
So if I it doesn't pick up your old save games, does it?
Yes.
So what if I?
Yes, if you've got it in the save.
I could reload COD Modern War, not Modern Warfare. What was it called? World at War was the
World
bit
at
where,
War. Oh, I play with you.
Nah, I don't play that game.
Right.
I haven't got an Xbox that's playing that. I was a bit that I was stuck at. On a campaign, because I was playing it on super hard, where you had to plant explosives on tanks, and I just constantly died.
Now, before you get to, that was annoying. No, we're not.
You had to rotate
right.
the sticks or something to put on. Yes. Fucking die every time.
If you the later days of the 360, you could store stuff in the cloud.
Yeah.
You can only get your save if you saved it in the cloud on your 360.
Oh, I might have deleted all of them.
So I wanted to try and finish New Vegas, Fallout New Vegas, and I didn't have a save because that was pre-cloud time. So you can only drag your save if you saved it on the cloud on the 360 back in the day. Mm.
Everything on Xbox One is cloud saved, I assume.
Yes.
Anyway,
automatically now. So I don't think I have any games that I could carry on from 360 days, because I don't think I just didn't bother to upload, because you had to physically upload.
Yeah, it was a choice you had to make, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I don't think I ever did. But I've got to say, it still looks pretty impressive. I did go into the compatibility settings to see whether any, because they've got a box now where they do a FPS boost and a HDR setting,
auto HDR or whatever.
Yeah. Tick. You can tick little boxes in the settings if you want it to use them. Some of them say it's not available, and then some of the boxes are ticked. And I didn't see that any of the boxes were ticked, but I was quite stunned at how good that game actually looks.
Mm.
And it plays absolutely. I only did campaign. There are actually still people playing that shit online.
All hackers, no doubt.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I looked at people and they've got like their career stats are like prestige 5 million. I was not going to go nowhere near that. But I've played it on hardened. I can't play the current COD games. I normally have it on regular or recruit or whatever it's called. But I always used to play on hardened and veteran on the 360. And I just thought I was getting old, couldn't do it anymore, or didn't have the patience. I finished the game in 6 hours on hardened, and I can't remember dying more than about probably half a dozen times in the whole game.
Yeah, I'm sure I used to play on hardened, and then veteran was just like, nah.
Yeah, veteran was just like two shots dead.
Yeah.
Obviously, the mechanics are a little bit. It's very. You've got to carry on. If you don't move forward, you can sit there.
They just keep coming.
Yeah, you've got to plug through. You've got to try and whittle them down a little bit so that you can progress a little bit further along, and then it'll drag. You know, it'll carry you on. But if you could sit there all day, and the same enemies just keep coming and coming and coming and coming. It took me a little while to remember that that's how they used to be. Because I was thinking, I'm never going to clear this lot. Because there's fucking, every time I clear them, of course, they're fucking going to keep generating until I move on to the next point. Story was good. I don't know how I didn't play this, because I played it and remembered the story. I remembered everything.
Was this the one with General Noriega in it? Was that the first one?
That was the first.
Oh, possibly third one, I don't even remember. There was just a blur.
This one was, I can't remember where they went now. But it was a lot of stuff with drug cartels and things. Mm. Oh, it's bloody good. I forgot how good the old CODs were. The story, storylines are just absolutely worth. I mean, it's not quite as sensational now, but when they come out, the things that went on in them with torture and stuff, very good game. Very good. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Did you own that digitally then, I assume? Or did you?
It must be on Game Pass. Sort
of Games with Gold or something.
But I have got... Yeah, it's probably in there somewhere. I have got all the old Call of Duties, though. The only physical games I kept, I've got every single one from 360 on. So from Modern Warfare. For the first Modern Warfare, I don't count.
That's the only 360 disc I've got, I think, is the original
model. I've got them all. I would have got rid of them when I sold my 360, but as they come on backward compatibility, I probably went down the charity shop and bought them for 50p. So I've kept them now. But once I don't think I put the disc in, so it must have been one of the free ones at some point.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, but how I missed it, I don't know, because Black Ops ain't my favourite of the Call of Duties, but I can't believe I wouldn't have played it. I was just amazed that I didn't have any achievements for it. Hang on a minute. Something's...
Best rectifier that.
The only thing I can think of is I played it on my band account.
Maybe you played it on PlayStation.
No, definitely not. I didn't have a PS3.
But I think the thing is, with some of the achievements, though, the multiplayer only, are they all still got an active multiplayer?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure you'd actually want to participate in any of it.
No. To be fair, these people have been playing this game for 7 years. I think they're pretty good at it now. But, so I think that's... I don't think I've played anything else. I've dabbled with the usual shit. Take 5 minutes to install a game, play it for 30 seconds and turn it off again.
Oh, you see, you don't even need to install them. You can just cloud it on your iPhone.
Yeah, Game Pass is not... I mean, it is good, but not as good as people keep banging on about. The sort of games that have turned up on it recently, you do get a good one every now and then, but most of them are just crap.
Right, well, we'll see about that.
Here we go. What you've been playing on the Game Pass, mate? Go on. I hand it over to you. I've got nothing.
Cool. Right. Well, I was continuing my Plague Tale playthrough until it broke, but I don't know if I've really played much since we last spoke. But I've reinstalled that, and hopefully that will work when I try that again. I'll continue to play that, but I can't really speak too much about what happened. Because it was a while ago. I can't remember. I've dabbled with a bit of Destiny 2 the last couple of weeks because we had the boss of the last season, the current season, and what happened the week after the big boss game was the Solstice of Heroes started on Tuesday, which is, I think it only happens every year. They have a thing, basically. There's a special armor set you get, and you have to do some jobs. Do some jobs like you do in Destiny.
Paid for.
This is, I think this is a free to play part of this, I think, okay. Part of the current season. So you get some blue armor to start with, and you have a load of jobs to do. And if you do all of them jobs, you can upgrade it to purple armor. And once it becomes purple armor, I can't remember how many lots of jobs I did, but basically at some point you have more jobs to do. I think it's after there was a load of jobs I had to do while it was purple, and I did all of them. And then there's some new jobs to do, which make it glow. But I ain't doing no more of them jobs because they're all things like do so many raids, complete Grandmaster Nightfalls, and it's all the proper top level content. And I'm like, I ain't fucking doing that. So I've got as far as I'm going to get with them. I've got some nice purple armor, but it's all really shit stats, so I'm probably never going to wear it ever again. And it doesn't look that great without the glows for my Titan. So, meh, whatever. We'll see what comes on Tuesday. I can't remember what's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So that's my Destiny 2 talk. I'm not going to be talking loads. I've been playing loads more Forza Horizon 4 because it's one of the only games that actually fucking worked while my PC was being all weird. For some reason, that wasn't really affected by all the weirdness, so I played loads of that. And I got the achievement for visiting all of the roads in the game, which there's 531 roads, apparently, but the achievement pops at 529. Correct. And I have still yet to find the other two roads that I don't fucking have on my list, so that's kind of annoying. But I was happy to get the achievement. And I've just been, I don't know, like they've, what was it, autumn, was it last week? I've been plodding through the season and doing my jobs in Forza rather than Destiny lately.
See, that's a little bit overwhelming if you haven't played it for a little while, because you turn it on and
the map is just mental. Yeah, it's like an Assassin's Creed map when you've not done anything. But you can filter it, which is like when I go, I just usually look at whatever the seasonal activities are. For like they run every week now. And it's like, if you get to 50% of these seasonal activities, you get this. And if you get to 80%, you get a car, usually. I have failed over the last 3 weeks to get to the 80%. Because a couple of them are usually really fucking hard. I have spent a long time this week driving cars around Bamborough Castle and then jumping off a fucking point where you have to do the longest jump. And you have to get to 215 metres to complete this week's objective. And I've tried in fuck knows how many cars this week. Apparently I've done it at some point. I've got 212 metres in a car. Can't find the car that I fucking did that in.
I'll tell you where you've done it. There's a part of a map on a hill where there's a big windmill and you can drive through it.
No. This is a specific point. Oh, I have to do it done on this specific
one.
Oh,
it's got to be done there.
Yeah, okay. It has to be done on this castle. I've done plenty of other longer ones on different cars. But I have tried fucking loads of different cars. I was like, you haven't got a particularly long run up to get some speed up. So it's like, I've got to have a car that's got a lot of acceleration, but a lot of the, like, ground in between where I've got to start is on grass, so it's probably going to need rally tires. It's going to need to be quite light to travel quite a long way through the air. I've been like thinking about all this shit, so I unlocked the RS200 Hoonigan version. I was like, oh, that's better than the normal version, because I tried the normal version, had to go with that. No, still not. I'm getting to like 190 meters, and I'm like, I've got a fucking thing. Every time I do a jump, it tells you your longest jump and that whoever's ahead of you. And I've done like 212 metres and I need to get to 215 to do the seasonal objective, which is now fucking finished, obviously, because it's changed, I think, today. But I spent a shitload of time doing that this week, which was at the same time quite fun and at the same time extremely fucking irritating, because I was like, nope, this car's not clearly the right one. I don't know what car I used to do it, to get my long distance, because I've literally got to 190 metres is the furthest I've done this week. And I've done 20 metres further than that before. And I don't know what the hell I did it in to make it go that far. But yes, the game looks absolutely stunning. God knows what 5's going to look like, because this 4 looks... like I said before, I've locked it at 60 frames per second. It looks fucking awesome. And then I just, in between times of driving off a cliff, basically trying to jump far, I'll just do all the other objectives every week that come up. Like it'll be do a load of cross country races, do some dirt street racing, do whatever. And if you do certain things, you get wheel spins, super wheel spins, or unlock cars, drive loads of different cars. It's a great game. There's so much to do. It's just fucking loads to do. And the driving, all the cars do feel different in that game, definitely.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah. And you can tell, like I say, you can do all that, like, bollocks of tuning it up and changing all the parts and changing it from, oh, I've got a fucking rear wheel drive, whatever, and I can put a four-wheel drive on it and then put in a 7-litre engine to make it ridiculously powerful, and then put turbos and superchargers and God knows what in it and all that crap. Or you can just drive around in a fucking Mini if you wanted, or the Robin Reliant van thing or whatever, like fucking Derek Trotter.
Just driving around, just getting in a car and just driving around is just so much fun. It's ridiculous. Don't even have to do any races. Or just drive around and try and beat the speed traps.
When
I'm trying to do it at the minute, you've got to do 247 miles an hour. But it's only a short little road, so you need to... I've tried it with souped up Veyrons. I've got a McLaren Senna I can't fucking do it. Just so many things on there. It's so good. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is like the Assassin's Creed of driving games. It's just fucking a map full of shit to do. And even when you've done it, it doesn't disappear off the map.
So no.
It just says you've done this.
It just gets greyed out.
Yeah. But I'm just really loving it. And it's really making me look forward to 5, and especially the fact I don't have to pay for it. I'll have Game Pass still when that comes out. So, really looking forward to that. I did briefly play a game that hit Game Pass this week called Blood Roots, is it?
Ah, okay.
I've only played it for about half an hour, yeah.
Oh, you played it more than me then.
I was, however, playing it on keyboard and mouse, which was, for some reason, my controller. My PC, I'd left it on to download Plague Inc. Tale, and when I came back to it, decided, because it was a new install of Windows, it had got this fucking power setting set to turn itself off after half an hour, so it hadn't obviously downloaded a Plague Tale, and for some reason, I'd switched off my controller, and I couldn't get it to turn on. So I was like, I just want to play this game for, 5 minutes, see where I go. I was like, I quite like it, but I'd like to play it with a controller. You die with one hit in the game. So it's more or less like a... But I don't think there's any... It's just you carry on, and as soon as you die, you just start the level again, from a save point, whatever. And it's melee combat, top-down... I don't know. Is it twin stick shooter type thing? I haven't played it with controllers.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah. Hang on.
It's mostly melee weapons that I've been using.
Yeah. You pick shit up as you're running along.
And then there'll be
the things come at you and jump off. If you don't hit them before they hit you, then you start again.
But it's quite a nice, simple style.
Lots of stuff to smash up. The barrels and things.
Set everything on fire.
It's all right.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I'm going to probably play a bit more of it. But I unlocked about 3 achievements just playing it. So I was like, ooh, I like that when it goes blink, and I've unlocked an achievement. So I can probably go back and play a bit more and see how I get on
with it. Oh, if you like unlocking achievements, play Project Cars 2. And they're all rare achievements as well.
Ooh, right.
Because so many people download it and then don't play it.
Right.
It registers all those people as owning the game. So if 100 people downloaded the game, never played it, if you're the only person that gets the achievement, it's a 1% achievement.
Nice.
So everything I was getting
thing
was
is,
like,
it always makes me jump when the rare achievement.
Oh, it's lovely, mate. That's the best sound. I just love hearing that. Just you get your achievement sound, and then all of a sudden, little diamond comes up.
I'm always a bit like, what the fucking hell's going on? I was like, oh yeah, I've just unlocked a rare achievement. But I can say, I'll go back and play a bit more of that Blood Roots. I quite liked the look of it, and I was like, yeah, I want to play this on a controller. But it was just like bits where you like you jump down and land on a barrel, and then you'll be like running on top of the barrel and like fucking smash it into some people. It will last so long before it breaks, and then you've got to pick up another weapon and go around like axing people seems to be a thing.
Yeah, a bit of splinter of wood you can pick up and whack on with that.
Carrots. Carrots was a weapon.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah.
Stab people with some carrots.
Food. Anywhere there's
and
food.
Cabbages.
It
was pretty fun. It looks
I assume
it'll cool.
get more hectic as you go through. It doesn't say how long I played it for. I got one achievement.
I definitely played it longer, I'd say.
Die at the hands of the last enemy in an area.
Oh, I don't know if I got that one.
That was basically on the first level, there was 3 enemies to kill, was there not?
I can't remember that.
Yeah, I killed the first one, killed the second one, and the third one hit me before I had a chance to hit him, and I got that little achievement.
Nice.
48% of people unlocked that achievement, so it's obviously not a very... But only 9% of people have completed Act 1.
Really?
So, yeah, and that was, 9% have completed Act 1, 1.3%
have completed Act 1 yet.
Yeah, well, 1.3% have done Act 2.
Oh, yeah.
And then it goes
that's
point,
really bad on Act 3, isn't it? Maybe it gets really hard.
0.3% after
but so having said that, right, there's Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, and the next one is complete game. So at 0.37%. So I'm thinking, if you complete Act 3, that's basically finishing the game.
But like I say, how many people download a little 2-gig game, play it for 10 seconds, think, oh, I don't like that?
But look at these other achievements. Unlock the dog hat. Unlock the deer hat. How can you not want to do these things?
Oh, a bison a fish hat. Oh, God.
I found my first wolf. I got that achievement.
Well, hang on. Yeah, but... Unlock the dog hat. 0.23%
of
people.
They must be hard, the hats to get, apart from the bear hat. So, I'm going to go and play a bit more of it because it's an easy game to just play for like 10 minutes by the look of it. And if you've got like a few minutes spare and you've got it installed, I think it was all right anyway. I'll be interested to see where it goes and how long I actually play it for.
Okay. Next week.
Good. That's probably won't have played it by next week. Actually, install some games that I want to play.
You've got more Game Pass stuff, have you, mate? Come on.
What else have I been playing? I don't think I've played anything else. That The Ascent comes out in 2 weeks. That's the next big Game Pass game, isn't it?
Yeah, you can pre-install that, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that works because it says pre-install it and then it downloads like about 300 meg.
File. Yeah, it means you're going to get a massive update on like the day before it comes out. That's what that means. Psychonauts in 6 weeks or so. Psychonauts 2.
Yeah, there's quite a few on there that says download now. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. But then it just sits as an icon. On like install games and doesn't actually.
It probably says you're going to have to uninstall Call of Duty for us to download this because we've got no space.
I have got a 3 terabyte hard drive as well, so I should be right.
You just can't play any Series X games on it.
No, I just stick all the other shit on there.
Yeah, well, I think that's me done. I can't remember anything else I've played. I haven't written on there. Like I said, I did PUBG. And
yeah, I think that's the show then, isn't it?
It is.
Have you got no news to do?
I've talked about the news really that came up, didn't it? Well, like Steam Deck was big. The huge Stadia news of the week. We always talk about the Stadia news. So I think that's
what
a show.
About the Switch? Switch Pro.
Oh, Switch OLED. Well, the Switch Pro is the Steam Deck. Steam Deck is the Switch Pro. Because that's where you get all your weird Switch games. You will have them on Steam instead.
So Switch is getting a new screen, no higher resolution.
No better battery.
Yeah. That OLED would be better on battery, though, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
I think so.
It draws less power, I'm sure it does. I know it's a... Anyway, so no Switch, so never mind.
Switch Pro is still going to come out.
Mm.
Just it won't be this year. I think... I wonder if that was going to be more than it ended up being before everything went to shit and you can't get any chips.
Yeah.
But we'll never know, I guess, until something better comes. I can't think of anything else, Major. Well, I don't bother looking really anymore. Like I say, usually something will come up in the course of the show. I think we pretty much covered everything that's interesting, or not.
And some things
are uninteresting. Cool. There's a racing game sale on a Humble Store if you're interested in some PC racing games.
Ooh.
No, don't do PC.
Okay. Wow. Over to you, Dave, if you're...
Oh, well,
unless anyone else has got anything else that they want to say, Hilch, before we go?
No. I'll say thanks for inviting me.
Well, I'll say thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been nice. How come I only come on when I'm filling in?
Well, is he the first time, that has he was supposed off, to. He was supposed to be here, like the first time he came on, and then something happened that it meant he couldn't be. But he knew he wasn't coming this time, so.
Yeah, he told me he wasn't coming.
Yeah.
Cool, right. Oh, sorry, folks.
I was going to say, he initiated contact by saying, oh, I've got a new number. Oh, Pilch, do you want to come on the show?
That's all
right, okay, mate.
Well, it's good to have you. That's for sure.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You always know where I am. Oh, I'll have to get this Discord thing again now, won't I?
Well, sit. Don't tell everyone that you're on our Discord. You'll be getting everyone will be hassling you.
Yeah, all them millions of people.
Maybe we'll have a massive influx of people joining our Discord now that you're here.
You reckon?
Maybe.
Just be prepared for all these extra downloads you're going to be getting.
Yeah. I don't know if the servers will cope.
Oh, it's been fun anyway. I haven't had a good old chat about games for a couple of months, so
good. It's
been nice. I haven't played anything since then, but it's been nice.
Keep plugging away on the old Game Pass.
Yeah. I do it. I install everything, but I uninstall it pretty rapidly.
Cool. Right. I will say, well, thank you very much for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you would like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. God, it feels like...
Hang on, you're not supposed to mention the Twitch channel. Come on, do it properly.
Oh, no, I don't.
Is that not a thing anymore?
You best
now?
Follow VG Hub TV on Twitch, I guess.
There you go. See, come on.
I don't have that in my written speech. I suppose I need to
add that in. We usually talk about it at the beginning, don't we? But
Fraser's not here.
Yeah, he was streaming some. We better talk about him, haven't we?
Valorant was. He was playing Valorant the other night.
He was playing Valorant with his daughter on streaming, the other night. And he also did some Yakuza streams, I think.
I thought I was you doing the Yakuza stream.
That's Fraser. I've got to re-download that because that was a Game Pass game that got wiped and my install.
So. Yeah, they're all on it now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Even the latest one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You should probably try them.
Yeah. I've tried one.
Which one?
Oh, hang on. Let me just have a quick look at me. I can't remember, but all I know is I had to go and feed a cat.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down. You probably have to do that. Oh, okay.
Or was it a puppy? Puppy. Okay. A puppy was hungry. I had to go and find food for a puppy, and then I had to go and find a bowl for the puppy.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
It's one of the Yakuza's. I only played it because Rob. Yeah, I've only played it because Rob kept fucking banging on about Yakuza. So I did. I just had a little.
So you didn't get past the puppy then?
No, I stopped at the puppy. I thought, I'm not fucking going. I had to find a bowl. No,
the thing is, all of these games start really slow. Like,
you couldn't just go into any shop, though. There's 300 shops. Oh, no. Only one fucking shop sells the dog bowl, mate. You had to find the right shop. Only one sold the dog food.
Yeah, they don't make it easy to get into these games.
At least you didn't have to win it from, like, a claw machine or something.
I'm pretty good at them claw machines now, I'll have you know. Only on Yakuza, yeah. Not in real life, because they're well worked on real life.
Anyway, so I'm not a fan, I've got to admit.
Oh, they're good.
I tried the new one. This is some bloke with a light afro. And this seems like all the other ones, so I stopped playing it. I probably played it for about 20 minutes.
That's definitely not long enough.
Well, instead of playing it, Pilch, you could have gone. You could go back to
the VG Hub TV.
Stream. Yeah.
Perhaps I'll do that. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Before they drop off, he was supposed to be uploading stuff to YouTube. I don't know if he's been doing that. But there we go.
Oh, I didn't even get an achievement. Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Wow.
I didn't get one. That's how long I played it for, mate. I didn't get one achievement. Oh dear, time well spent.
Right.
I've got to go. It's getting late. I've got to be up early.
Well, you got a journey in the morning, I guess, haven't you?
Yeah, I know. And about 12 hours at the racetrack.
What time's qualifying start?
Qualifying's already happened.
Stop. What do you mean it's already happened?
We had qualifying Friday evening because they've got the sprint race.
Races, that's right. Okay. Are you looking forward to that? Is that going to be a thing?
Yeah. I think so. I think
it's the first time we're doing it, isn't it?
It's all going to happen at the start, surely, and that's going to be pretty much it, isn't it?
That's it. That's happening at 4:30 for half an hour. But
half an hour? Is that it?
Yeah, it's a sprint race.
It's a sprint, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still like 100 kilometres or whatever, isn't it? So it's like 20 laps.
Yeah, 20 laps. Yeah, so.
I guess that is about half an hour, isn't it?
They do that. They do. It's 1 minute 25 for 3.5 kilometers. So.
Right, I'll tell you a quick story here. Right, on Sunday I was outside in the garden. Lisa saw something on the telly about Formula One on that fucking Sunday brunch thing. She said, "Oh, there's a race today." I thought. Pretty fucking sure there ain't a race. So I put my BT TV thingy on and about 1:45 and there was a race on. And I thought, hang on a minute, they're on lap 15. What fucking time did this start? So I watched it for about 20 minutes and then realised it had started playing a recording of the previous race that I recorded. Yeah, it took me 20 minutes to realise I'd already sat and watched the race.
Wow.
Fucking hell. Oh, well, anyway. Right, I'll let you chaps go. Go on.
Cool.
Right. Thanks for coming, mate.
That's all right, mate. Laters.
Toi.
Bye.